Peter.
Hey Peter, this is Mike from Muffin Maser.
Hey Mike, how's it going?
Well, I
Yeah,
just
what's
received
going
an
on?
email. Not going too well because you mentioned something like the number was out of service, and I'm calling you from the same number. Are you sure you were calling the same number?
Yeah, I called your number 5 seconds ago and now and it was turned off.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Anyway, so I think we are better connected. I'm calling you from this same number, so that's one thing out of the way. Now, you mentioned a couple things here. Something about the references that I gave you, and you were—I think it looks like a case where there's a deficit of trust based upon the references I gave you, and nothing else. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it just doesn't feel like we're able to connect with any of these people. They don't seem real. There's also people that you've referred to us that say that they or you've included that you've done work for them, and I reach out to them and they never even heard of you.
Okay, now
It
that's one
must
important thing that I had to address. Sorry.
We don't mind hiring firms that don't have a lot of experience, as long as the team is, as long as the team is experienced. But, we just, I mean, I understand that you're marketing, kind of get clients to use you guys and stuff like that. But it's just a little bit tricky, and it makes me uncomfortable. So I'm going to go ahead and go with a different firm.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, if you made up your mind, I mean, I cannot, of course, change your decision. But like I said, I mean, if it's just about the deficit of trust, and it's just about, it looks like a confusion to me because I think you tried to call a couple references. However, for example, when I reached out to Agatha, for example, she mentioned that you called her at 7:30 in the night, right? Now she does not take calls at 7:30 in the night because she says that she replied back to your emails, right? So that just tells you, I think Mike called you back, Mark called you back as well, from StyleSeed. That just means they're real people. We're not faking them. First thing, right? Now, what
Okay.
companies did you reach out yourself and they did not recognize us?
Listen, Mike, we're just going in circles here. I'm gonna, respectfully say we're not interested. I appreciated your time. I wish you well with your business. Good luck, and we're just going to agree to disagree, okay?
Okay, but if you could just tell me, I mean, I've spent my time as well on this project, right? So I'm just taking the liberty to ask you, what companies did you call and they did not recognize us?
Plum Health
Plum Hill,
was a
okay.
company that,
Right. Now, how about this?
and then
Yeah,
also,
sorry.
why is every single company that you have as a reference, that you either have as a reference or that's on your sheet, there's no corporate information for any of those companies anywhere. It just doesn't seem. It's some Mike. I mean, I'm just telling you. Like, look, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to run your business. But I mean, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, and it makes me nervous. I want to be really honest with you because I think you guys are. I think you're a good guy, dude. And I think that you can put out like, I was really excited about the product scope you gave me. You got our first conversation we had. You got it right off the bat. I was pumped. And then I
Peter,
got a hold of these references. And listen, I'm going to tell you something else. Ninety percent of other people that are going to call and that you're going to work with aren't going to even ask for references. A lot of people are just going to like ask for them and then try and get them, and then they're just going to ignore. So I'm the anomaly because I'm extremely diligent.
I
And
appreciate that. Yep.
it's just the way I'm wired. And so when I'm working with someone, if
Yeah.
they're not as buttoned up as I am, it's just we're not gonna be able to work well together.
Well, see, at this point, let me add something here. At this point, whether we get to work together or not, at the end of the day, is not my utmost concern here, right? But the fact that you would continue to do the app anyway, and I wish you good luck with that, regardless of whether we get to work together or not, the concern here is that you mentioned that some of the references that we gave on the website, I even cross-checked them before I called you. I received your email. I read your email about 10 minutes ago. I work with the team to see which clients we have on the website, which ones I sent over to you as portfolio, just to make sure we've not made any kind of mistake there. Now, here's the deal. If this is about,
You want to go through them, Mike? I mean, I could tell you, but I mean, I reached out to a bunch of them.
Tell me about
I
it.
mean,
Yes, exactly.
I went.
Even if we, like I said, if we don't get to work together, I would, you know, totally appreciate that, because you're doing your due diligence. You don't feel comfortable. You're more than welcome to, you know, we could always cross ways sometime down the road, right? But I really want to know what companies that you call that did not recognize us, so we can either kind of, you know, have you on a video call with them, or if we really made a mistake there, we can, you know, correct our ways and we can, you know, remove the names from the website, because this could lead to, you know, probably a lawsuit sometime down the road.
Yeah, 100% it will, and that's a big problem, right? Because if all of a sudden I was doing work with you guys, and all of a sudden I didn't feel like I was getting the value, but I'm not that way. But say if you were working with someone, mm-hmm. and they gave you a project scope, and then you started working with them, and then their project scope got way inflated, and you had to change the price, right? Let's just say that happened.
Right.
That company could then go back to your marketing materials, say, oh, these guys falsely represented who they are as a firm. This contract is void. They've wasted my, you know, 3 months of development. I want all my money back. I want damages. I mean, you've got to protect yourself, dude. You got to just be careful with that.
Exactly,
so
my friend. Exactly. Let me tell you this. Yeah, sorry.
Let me ask you that. So I have a list of some of the people here, but real quick, what's going on with the office in New York?
Well, that office, we had to start that sometime in November. We even, you know, rolled out a press release. We rolled out an email marketing campaign to, you know, kind of publicize that we've now opened the office in the New York. But it just is just a lengthier process than we originally envisioned, right? So the team, we sent out a team from California, about three people, and about three or four people from our Wyoming office. And we have one hire, in fact, two hires now in the New York office, right? So we had to call them back. We had to call the staff back because it's time for Christmas, and they had to leave for holidays as well. But we will be, you know, we will be formally opening the doors to that office in sometime in the month of January or February, right? It's just that we don't have any kind of staff there. We don't have any kind of, you know, the facilities are not, you know, yet up to speed. So we just have to take our time before we can actually, you know, open the doors to our potential clients and the customers we have in that region.
Okay. So thank you for that. And when you open the doors, please invite me down. I'd like to come down and meet with your team in person, because I've reached out to other firms and we haven't hired anybody. So, you know, we could still keep this. I need to put things on pause right now because my father's ill, and there's a little bit more homework I want to do for the viability of the idea before I really kind of launch into it. So it's kind of good that I'm taking a deep breath right now. But so this thing with Mark Wilson Butler, mm-hmm. Mark Wilson Butler, his name being, you said it was Mark Butler, and then now it's, and then he goes by Mark Wilson. That's just there's something off with that. That's not how, you know, we don't do surnames like that.
Well,
so
let me send you his LinkedIn profile. Did he say he was Mark Wilson, or what did he say exactly? Did you speak to him in the first place?
No, his message said, "This is, you've reached Mark Wilson."
Okay, and I think I cleared that he has a Wilson is his middle name. He goes by Mark Wilson Butler. So Mark Butler or Mark Wilson is what he goes by. And, you know, I can send you his LinkedIn profile if that helps. So, you know, that probably should help, you know, add confidence. And what I was suggesting is we'll come back to this in a moment. There are about 10 companies that we have on the website, and another 10 that I sent you the apps for. I remember I sent you an extensive portfolio to review when you asked for more projects, right? You could pick any one of the companies. Clinique, I'll have to check. But otherwise, even if you go with Clinique, I'll try and arrange someone. You could pick one company, and I'll have someone arrange from their side, and we can go on a video call, you, me, and the company's representative. Because I honestly feel like, you know, for example, if you reach out to Clinique and you reach out to their corporate department, they wouldn't know about the app development company that built the app for them, right? Because that's the IT department, and that's the product department that deals with you know, the mobile application platform. So it just looks like, I mean,
well,
if you try to reach out to someone.
What about Plum Health?
Well, Plum Health, I can have someone from Plum Health on a video call with you. You can speak to them directly. I'll just stay there.
I talked to their CEO.
You spoke to their CEO, Ali?
Yeah.
Who did you speak to? Did you speak to Ali?
No, I don't remember his name. It was like I'd have to look it up and get back to you. But you understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. If you were me, and I mean, I don't know about you, but $40,000, it's a lot of money for me. You know, that's real money. You know, that's a year of college tuition for one of my kids.
Peter, you know? I honor what you're saying, and that's exactly why we're having this discussion today. If you had told me that you don't like the idea or you're not confident about it, or there was something about yourself, right, you wanted some time or you wanted to, you know, sleep on it, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation because I don't like to push my clients, right? But when you tell me that the references we gave you, they do not recognize us, then A, I have to cross-check and see if you have made any kind of mistake. Our marketing team has put up any kind of companies that you've not worked with. And then B, that's a deficit of trust from my side, right? I have to be answerable to you because we're talking about a business deal. It's $40,000, and I totally understand that. And that's exactly why I'm offering you the one company you select from the website or from the portfolio, and we can go on a video conference with them. And then again, that does not bound you to work with me, right? But before we part ways, on a good note, on a neutral ground, I want to make sure you are clear that all the companies that we have on the portfolio, these are companies that we have actually worked with.
All right. Listen, Mike, I gotta hop. I gotta go do some stuff with my wife. But why don't we do this? Let's touch base in the new year, and we'll come up with a roadmap of what we want to do. I'll try. I mean, I haven't gotten heard back from Mark Butler or Mark Wilson, whatever his name is. I did get an email back from Agatha, but I haven't, and she sent me that yesterday. I'll try, and she said between 8 and 4 p.m. I'll call her now.
Okay. How about Zoheib? Did you try and reach out to him? Because I gave you his office line, so, you know. Did you get a hold of him?
I haven't gotten a hold. I called and I spoke with someone at the firm, and they said they gave me his machine, and I left him a message. I honestly can't remember if I talked to Zoheib or not. I didn't have a conversation I haven't gotten a real reference from anybody yet.
Okay, well, Zoheib is a hard guy to reach anyway because I try to reach him as well, and he's right now in the Asia office, and then he's leaving for vacation. So the last time I spoke to him, he said he mentioned that he never spoke to you, right? So what we'll do is we have a company policy whereby we give out as many as 3 references to a client because unlike what you mentioned, almost all the clients that we work with, they need, you know, working references to be able to cross-check with them and be able to speak to them, right? So we have this policy whereby we don't like to bug our clients again and again, right? And therefore, we give you as many as 3 references to speak to. Now, since Zoheib is not available and you never got a chance to speak to him, I can provide you one reference in place of him that's going to be another company, right? And like I said, the offer stays on the table regardless of whether you want to work with me or not. You select one company,
okay,
and I'll take you on a video call with them. Sounds good?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's touch base in the new year, okay?
All right, sounds good. So I'm leaving for a vacation. I'll be coming back right after New Year, but I'll leave you an email as soon as I'm back, and then, you know, we can pick up from there.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right, perfect, buddy. I'll let you go.
Thanks, bud. Okay,
right,
take care.
Happy Christmas. All right, bye.